Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air. Kaya Biz with Google Atom 4P.
On Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
It's 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Well, as you would know, it is that time of the year where quite a few companies tend to share their results with us, interim or full year earnings. And one such entity that has done exactly that is Telkom. You might recall from a trading statement they shared last week, they did alert us to the fact that their earnings would essentially halve. And that's because its fixed line business has really dragged the business in terms of spending and burning through some cash. To give us some insight into the non-dividend being declared, how they reported a dip in revenues only coming up by 0.7%. And of course, also seeing that their EBITDA margins are down, including basic earnings per share, more than 52% weaker. We join on the line by Jimmy Moyaha, financial consultant and independent market analyst. Jimmy, always good to touch base with you. Welcome.
Good evening, Google. Good evening to our listeners.
Fantastic. First things first, looking at Telkom's numbers, ouch is a word that comes to mind.
Certainly. Definitely not something you want to be seeing. I mean, Telkom for the last little period, especially in this COVID period, has been one of the few, if not the only, state-owned entity that's actually been doing relatively well. And now for them to report results like this is not exactly an ideal situation. Not the most impressive set of results, but we can only hope that the second half of the year is better for them. Although by all accounts, it doesn't look as though they're going to fare much better if conditions remain the same.
Yeah. And maybe let's talk through some of these details, right? Especially where a lot of the costs have been felt.
Yeah. So, I mean, Telkom came basically shared a bit of information around where they'd been spending. They said that a lot of their higher costs came from things around higher headset costs, and that's increased their cost of sales and that sort of thing, to the extent that they've now reported a negative free cash flow of about, I think it's about 1.8 billion rand, so it's down about 124% from about 830 million rand last year. So it's a full billion rand in additional costs that they've now incurred, and that's not a very good sign for them at that point. I mean, it's resulted in their headline earnings per share and basic earnings per share also coming down. Their profitability has been affected. Their EBITDA margin, as you mentioned, their earnings before interest, dividends and tax, that's down about 17.3%. And that margin has also been affected. That margin was sitting at about 28% last year. It's today, this time last year, so it's sitting at about 23.4%. That's also in the negative. And that's not, obviously not going to be helped by the fact that revenues were down marginally, only down less than a percent, which is positive given the strain that the business has been under. But the increasing cost is a worrying concern going into a period where consumers are going to be constrained. Consumers are going to continue to see higher inflation, higher interest rate levels. I mean, Stembile mentioned just now that the inflation print we got today wasn't what we expected, and we do expect that following this we might see a significant rate hike when that rate hike is announced tomorrow. So that's going to put even more going into the December period and going into the new year, which isn't going to bode well for Telkom if they've already been under pressure from that perspective. They did also allude to the fact that their costs were increasing as a result of increased fuel costs, having to contend with increased load shedding, has increased their requirements for diesel and all of that. And we've seen that filter through to their service fees. Their service fees were up some 21% for the year as a result of that.
Yeah. And I think this is concerning, as you say, right, Jimmy, because it makes one wonder, well, was snubbing the MTN deal and potential takeover a good idea on Telkom's part?
Yeah, so I mean, from MTN's perspective, I mean, they're certainly not going to be happier with these numbers. From a performance perspective, if they were looking to acquire Telkom, Telkom's also not going to be attracting any new investors with numbers like this if they continue on this trajectory. But, I mean, they did announce that there were some positives. There were positives around their infrastructure businesses, their OpenServe businesses, their BCX business, and SwiftNet, as I mentioned, the infrastructure business, of course. So there were some pockets where they did identify some areas of positivity. And, I mean, it remains to be seen how they're going to capitalize on those. I mean, they did obtain approval from their board to unlock value within their SwiftNet business, however they want to do that. That business was something that, if you remember, earlier in the year, they were looking to potentially list that business separately. We don't know if we're going to see that still happen. We don't know if maybe MTN will come out and make an outright bid just for the SwiftNet business. OpenServe now, of course, is a full legal subsidiary as of September, so they're fully 100% subsidiary of Telkom now. So maybe that could be another avenue that Telkom could explore for unlocking value for its shareholders, is potentially some of its business units separating them, maybe selling some of them off. But of course, that's going to affect the business overall if they start to then strip out the assets that are making profit and they retain the assets that are costing them. I mean, for headset costs to increase subs so significantly, I mean, they were 31% higher, and the sales as a result of that was about 17%. So they definitely need to be looking at those cost margins, looking at how those cost margins affect their EBITDA margins, and how they're going to reduce those margins going forward with a constrained consumer. So from their perspective, there are some areas of the business that are faring better than other areas. But if you look at the fact that their operational expenditure increased by 5% as well as their CapEx expenditure increased by 2.2%, but you're not really seeing that translate into an increase in revenue at this stage on the CapEx side of it. It is something of a concern for investors. They did, of course, announce that they are hoping to return back to providing dividends. There's been a dividend freeze of sorts for the last 3 years, and they're hoping that financial year 2023 they'll be able to return to dividend. For now, they haven't declared any interim dividends. It'll be up to the profitability margins to see if they are able to return to profitability and are able to maintain a trajectory that would provide for attractive dividends.
Got you. To close off with, as you mentioned, attractive dividends is what we all want as shareholders, right? And I'm keen to understand, if you draw an analysis of Telkom versus its peers in the industry, the likes of MTN and, of course, Vodacom, where would you put your money? Buy, hold, sell.
Well, if we're going to compare them outright to the other telecoms providers, unfortunately, Telkom at this stage is lagging behind. If you look at MTN's performance, they're the standout star at this point. They're the preferred share to be holding at this stage as well. If you look at comparative numbers, Telkom sitting at about 35 Rand a share. Yes, slightly cheaper than MTN and slightly more attractive. But we've seen that Telkom's struggled to, I mean, the last time Telkom approached the 50 Rand a share mark was when we heard that MTN announcement. And since then we've come back down to 35 Rand. Whereas Telkom MTN on the other hand has come down, retested a key level at around the 120 Rand a share price, come back to 130, tested that again. We've got potential to go back to 200 Rand a share on MTN as well. And with what they're doing in terms of, if you compare like for like in terms of numbers, Q3 numbers that came out from MTN, I think it was last week or the week before that, those were stellar across all of their sectors, Rwanda, Uganda, Ghana, as well as Nigeria. All of those business units are operating very efficiently and generating a lot of money. And Q3 numbers saw subscriber bases increase all around at a much higher percentage than what we're seeing from Telkom. So when compared to other telecoms providers in the same sort of industry, in the same sort of sector, Telkom is definitely underperforming, especially if you look at the numbers and you compare them to what we've seen recently.
Got you. Sure. Yeah, it's an interesting one, Jimmy. And I guess the market is just going to get so much tighter as the legacy issues of load shedding and many other themes continue to impact on the earnings of these businesses. Thank you, as always, for your time, making it easy for us to understand as consumers as to what the pressure points are for this telco firm in South Africa. Thanks again, Jimmy. That's Jimmy Moyaha, financial consultant and independent market analyst, giving us some analysis on Telkom's earnings. We will continue to share feedback with you regarding Telkom's earnings by speaking directly to the entity. As you can imagine, busy day for them today. As a result, unable to join us on the show between 6 and 8.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.